Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So there's so much to ask you about, but off mic here, we've just been talking in the last moment of all the things that you're having to try to plan for that are just almost impossible to plan for. And first and foremost, graduation.
Yes, sir. You know, we're hoping to hear something or get direction from the TEA commissioner here either the end of this week or next week. But there's no certain plan that we can do. I take that back. We could just go ahead and say that we're going to do some sort of an online or internet-based graduation. But we don't want to take away the opportunity for an in-person graduation if things change. So we're making multiple plans. We're making reservations at multiple places. We're looking at, I think right now we've got six different options of things that we could do. And we're making plans for all six of those. And we don't know which one we're going to be able to use. But we want our seniors to be able to have as normal of a graduation as possible. Yeah. Nothing else this year has been normal for them. So any way we can support them or give them a true graduation, we want to do so.
What's the date, official date of graduation or the current date?
May the 22nd is our last day of school, and it was also graduation.
May 22nd, so that's not that far off, is it?
Yes, sir, about a month.
Yeah. And then you're trying to figure out what to do about prom.
Yes, sir. Now, we can't host prom or sponsor prom, but we're going to be in contact with some senior parents because, you know, if things open up enough for them to have a prom as parents, they may have an off-site place. And then those juniors and seniors have raised money that is in an activity account, not a school account, but an activity account that could also be used to help support parents in that endeavor. But it's everything like that is going to summer school. We don't know whether or not we're going to be able to have a summer school. Do we need to offer an online summer school, or we're going to be required to come back early in July? You know, there's so many different things that we're having to plan for that every day feels like a whole new day.
Yeah. I guess you're hearing similar things from other superintendents around the area?
Yes, sir. That's one of the huge questions that every superintendent is asking the commissioner right now. And it was something that the governor said in his last Friday press conference, that was one of the things we were going to get from the TEA commissioner, is a sort of a guideline for prom. And they have sent out guidelines for a virtual graduation. We'd still want to try to see what the guidelines coming out for an in-person graduation are.
I see. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD superintendent. Of course, the students are doing lessons online. They have studies that they are doing either online or they're being provided for them to do at home. And you've been doing that for several weeks. How has that gone? What have you learned from it? And what have been your observations about that?
Well, one, it's not as good as a classroom. And it never will be. That personal touch, that building relationships, there's so much that goes into that. That our teachers and our administrators, and we all miss our students. At our last board meeting, we had the normal CES put together presentation. It was all online, but it was their sort of year in review, and seeing all those elementary students, it choked you up a little bit because you haven't gotten to see them in quite a few weeks. But I want to say that our teachers and our administrators are amazing. We've worked harder than we probably all ever have before. People think the online at-home thing may be easier. It's not. It's twice as hard because teachers don't have the support at home to have somebody make copies or to take care of issues for them. They also have to be a technology specialist. I mean, right now, and I just know these numbers off the top of my head, we've been in touch with every student at CES and AC Williams except for four students that we're trying to locate still. But we're going above and beyond. I mean, we're doing phone calls, home visits, emails. We're just trying to make sure that we keep touching base with all of our students.
Are they keeping up with their studies? That would be one thing that I would be concerned about.
Well, yes, sir. There are different levels. There's some students that are probably getting all their stuff done by Tuesday of the week, and then there's other ones that may need a little bit more support or just may need some extra things that are taking a little bit longer. But overall, our students are doing really well. As well as can be expected under the circumstances. It is a unique situation.
Sure. And then you're providing meals to a large percentage of students. How is that going? And have you made some changes in how you're going about that?
Well, it's pretty much the same. We did combine our breakfast and lunch to where we're doing it all at one time. The other day, I looked at the numbers and we're delivering meals to about 450 students. So that's a pretty high percentage for us when we have about 1,600 kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it every single day. We are even giving extra for weekends and holidays. So we're doing everything we can to support those students at home.
Yeah. And are they picking up at, is it at every school? That's taking place, or what are the locations?
We have a couple of different locations, and it's moved around, but the main pickup is at A.C. Williams. That's where we sort of put everything together, so we have more show up at A.C. Williams than any other place.
I see. All right. Well, Charlie, a difficult situation, but you're handling it as well as it could be expected to be handled, I think. So good for you, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call.
All right. Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.